Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we all should rejoice and be glad that we're here. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say happy Resurrection Sunday to everyone. I guess everybody have, you know, went on and they done ate the ham and they done ate the eggs. And, you know, I even seen on social media someone said, are y'all cooking Easter dinner? You know, down south, amen, they'll cook for Earth Day. They'll cook for National Hot Dog Day. They'll cook for National Hamburger Day. Basically, they will just cook. Down south, they just like to eat. So I just want to say happy Resurrection Sunday to all my listeners. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we know that this is a day that Jesus rose, and we thank God because if he had not got up, glory to God, hallelujah, there would be no remissions of sin. If he hadn't went to the cross and got up for us, glory to God, we'll be still under the law, but now we're under his grace and his mercy. So we just need to be thankful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead on with our announcements on today. I want to make sure if you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. Amen. I just love to go on Saturday. I won't miss it. Amen. Even if you're out and about, all you got to do is just go ahead and dial in to none other than Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew's show. It comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. All you got to do is just dial in, and you know you have Bluetooth now, and you can put your phone on speakerphone, and you can still hear the word. And it was just an awesome word on yesterday. Glory to God, because she came on singing first of all, one of her awesome songs. Amen. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to make sure if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. You can go to Blog Talk and you can hear it on demand. But you know, I like to get mine fresh off the press, glory to God. You know, people always go to the store, they say they want fresh produce. Well, why not get fresh word? Glory to, oh my God, a fresh word will take you further than that fresh produce. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. But it was an awesome show on yesterday, on Saturday. When you move on down just a little bit, I am Prophetess Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministry, and we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour of power that comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And so I want you to go ahead and text your neighbor, text your friends, and let them know that it's going down to hear a word on today, an in-season word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You have a 30-minute window. Go get you some water. You can go get that piece of chicken that you left. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go get that last little bit of potato salad. Glory to God. My God. Or that last little piece of ham, whatever. But you got 30 minutes to get it. Then you're going to hear none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern. So I want you to make sure that you tune in and show Minister Elaine some love and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is giving her for this hour. She will be coming on next, but you got a 30-minute window. Like I said, you can go and you can get you something to eat real quick, drink of water, then be back ready to hear the word from Minister Elaine Jackson. And I want to also encourage you, if you have not, glory to God, if you have not purchased her book, I encourage you to purchase a book, glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome read. So you can purchase it, amen, on Amazon. If you go on her Facebook page, you can see it'll tell you where you have to go to get it and download it and read it. It's a daily devotional. It's an awesome, awesome read. So I encourage you to go and purchase your copy of Minister Elaine's book, glory to God. And if you move on down, glory to God, we encourage you to listen in on Tuesday. We have Apostle and Pastor, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern on on Wow Radio. And it's an awesome show, and you don't want to miss it because, my God, they walked a dog. They just finished up with the book of Acts, and it was just awesome, awesome. You can go back and hear it. I mean, God did some miraculous things all the way through the book of Acts. It was just awesome, awesome, and awesome. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, well, I'm going to hook you up with the hookup. You can go ahead and inbox Apostle Yvonne Riles. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them. Glory to God. Nobody's going to read it. Hallelujah. But them. And they will give you a call back. Hallelujah. And tell you the steps that you need to take. Amen. To come up under the life coach and the mentor and marriage counselor and all that good stuff. And they will set you up. Hallelujah. And they'll walk you through. They ain't going to just give you one session and leave you hanging. Glory to God. They will tell you what the requirements and what you need to do. And you can go ahead and do that. Glory to God. Go ahead and inbox them. Nobody's going to see you. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people say, well, I don't want this one to know. And I don't want that one to know. Well, listen up. If you don't want anybody to know, that's fine. Glory to God. But if you need help, don't deny it. Just get the help that you need. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, get the prayer that you need. Press the 1 and I will bring you in. You know, don't be ashamed to give your prayer request. Glory to God. You don't have to tell me where you're calling, you know, who you are. You don't have to give me your name, but I do want you to tell me where you're calling from. So we'll know the part of the world that we're reaching. Glory to God. So don't be ashamed to press the 1 and come on in and get some prayer. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Then I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more to partner. So come on and join and be blessed and watch God move in your life. Glory to God. You'll get ministry all week long. You'll be put on a personal prayer list where your name will be put, amen, before the Lord every day. Glory to God. Yes, God can lay somebody on your heart to pray for them. But wouldn't you like to be, you know, I have the paper in front of me. Okay, this one is a partner. So I'm going to call out Julie. Glory to God. And this one, I'm going to call out Freddie. Glory to God. Lord, I'm laying these people before you. I'm going to call out Ella. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know what Ella needs, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you to give it to her right now in the name of Jesus. You said, if I ask, it shall be given, Lord God. Press down, shaking together, running over, oh God. You know, that's the way you want it. Glory to God. You want it for your name to be called out. You know, that song says, say my name, and your name will be on that prayer list, and they'll be saying your name. Glory to God. Calling you out. Glory to God. My God, you can't beat that. You can't beat God's giving. Glory to God. You just can't. A lot of times, you know, when people give, I'm going to give y'all this one free. A lot of times when they give, they want that one person to give back to them. Well, you know what? When you give it from your heart. Don't look for that person to give it back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand how God can reward you far better than they can give you. If you gave them $25, then you expect $25 back. That's not pressed down, shaking together, running over. That's just what you sold coming right back to you. But, you know, look for him to come and give you exceedingly abundantly above all, even more than you gave, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So that's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was just a little side note. Amen. I didn't charge y'all for this one on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. If you have a prayer request before I open this up in prayer, amen, you can go ahead and press the 1 and I'll bring you in for prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody, amen, that has pressed the 1. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for this glorious day. Thank you for this resurrection Sunday, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise on high, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God, as you walk with us, oh God, and we seek your face, Lord God, as we sup with you each and every day, Lord, through prayer and supplication, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know the needs, Lord, on this line. So Father, we ask you to fulfill the needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, those that are hurting, Lord God, those with a broken heart, Lord God, those who are in need of a financial blessing, Lord God, we ask you, God, to rain it down on them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we have said, Lord God, that if we give, it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, oh God. Give them those running over blessings, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father God, let them know, Lord God, that you're there and you haven't moved. But man always moved, but you haven't moved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost power living on the inside, oh God. Lord God, to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to pour it out on this line on today, those who are seeking you and seeking your face and asking you, Lord, to give them the wisdom and knowledge on how to go on and how to, Lord God, understand the word of God and what their next step to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I know, Lord God, that in it nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. You can do all things, Lord God, and we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you are a healer. Oh, my Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, you can heal the broken heart. You can heal those, Lord God, who are troubled in their mind on this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you can heal the depression. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, you can heal those, Lord God, are racking with pain, aching on the inside of their body, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, oh, my God, that you're healing right now on this line in the name of Jesus. Those who have been hurt by others, those that have church hurt, you can heal them in the name of Jesus. We know we serve an awesome God. We know you're the master, in the name of Jesus. So Lord God, we just say thank you, God, and we give thanks in all things. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that blinded eyes are coming open. They are beginning to see you for who you really are, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, oh my God, that you're making them whole right now, in the name of Jesus. Nothing broken, nothing missing, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I give you glory. I give you honor, oh God, and I praise your heavenly name on high. Lord God, we know, Lord, that we can do all things and nothing is impossible for you. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, if we know not what to pray, there is one that maketh intercession for us. Lord, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are an on-time God, and you're never late. You're always right on time, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, we serve such an awesome God. You know, we don't serve a weak God. You know, some people think that God is weak. No, he's not. God is everywhere that we need him to be. He's there when we need him. You know, they say, well, I did and I prayed and I didn't get this. But understand, it might not have been in the timing that you should have gotten whatever it was that you was praying for. Because, you know, he ain't going to give you nothing that you can't keep. We had this discussion, amen, one time, me and this other girl. She said, yes, I know God gave this to me. He gave me this car. He did. He gave it to me. You know, but you know, she couldn't make the payments as high as they were. And she said, God gave it to her. God don't sponsor failure. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. So some things you go out there and you want on your own, and guess what? He'll say, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. Go ahead and get it. Glory to God. And he'll just take his hands off. And then when you get it, you can't keep it. Hallelujah, glory to God. God does not sponsor failure. If he gives you something, you're going to be able to hold on to it. Hallelujah. It's not saying that through those things, that you're not going to go through any trials and trouble and tribulations. Hallelujah. But guess what? You will be able to keep it. Hallelujah. Now, if something happens between that, if you don't listen, if you don't make your payments like you're supposed to, then you know what happened. I ain't got to tell you. Glory to God. If you're going out shopping and doing all those kind of different things, and you know, say, well, hold up now. You know, I know I can't do this. I got this light bill due. I know I got to pay this bill. You know, well, God going to keep the lights on. No, that ain't the type of God we serve. No, you're going to be in the dark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't pay it, then you're going to be in it all. Glory to God. You know you can't, just don't. Hallelujah. You know, he said, if any man like wisdom, let him ask. You know, some people don't even have wisdom on how they need to pay their light bill, how they need to buy groceries, or how they need to, you know, teach their children. Some just don't. They just don't, and they don't. And you know what? They don't seek God for it either. Glory to God. I see this. They don't seek God. Lord, tell me how I need to raise this young man. Lord, tell me how I need to raise this young lady, God. Tell me, Lord God, how do I need to raise my children, Lord? Hallelujah. You know, some don't even know the word. It said, raise your children up in the Lord. Although, oh, my God. Think about it. He said, although they stray, they won't depart. They won't depart from the word of God. They'll continue on. Yes, they'll stray, but they'll come back because you have put it in them. You know, just understand, you know, let's just use an example. This ain't my word today, but this is just something, amen, I'm giving you a little side note. It's okay. Write it down. You'll be good. Amen. In the morning, it'll be all over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when you cook cakes, hallelujah, and here lately I have been baking. I don't know. I'm just a baking sister, I guess. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, if you don't put every ingredient in there, then guess what? That cake ain't going to rise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not going to rise. And then you're going to remember that you forgot something. And then you're going to say, well, you know what? I'm going to go back and cook this again. And then everything that you forgot to put in there, you're going to put it in there, and it's going to rise, and it's going to be beautiful. Glory to God. Well, that's just like feeding your children and teaching them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't put it in there, then there's nothing going to come good out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't wait then later on and get old. Amen. You know, and then you're on down the road. They're 60 and 70 years old, and they say, well, you know what? I know my mama went to church, and my daddy went to church, and they took us to church, and, you know, and I'm still out here living any kind of way. Nah, glory to God. You put it in them now, and then they'll raise up to be something beautiful in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And that's what you want. Hallelujah. My God. Let's get into the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading today from 2 Kings chapter 4, and the title of my message is Miracles Do Happen. You know, we just forgot that we serve a miracle-working God. He's there, and he have not moved. We move, but he don't move. Glory to God. Now, like I said again, let me say it again, miracles do happen. You know, I've talked to some people, and they say, well, you say it so fast till I can't get, you know, the title of your message. So I slow it down a little bit. Miracles do happen. Glory to God. Chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. In other words, she was saying he was coming to get them as slaves. You know, back then, come on, they didn't have no title loan, and they didn't have, you know, you put up your title, amen, for a certain amount of money, and then you have to pay on it if you can't pay it all back and different stuff. They didn't have all that back then. They came and got their children, you know, and that's what they did. They got their children and made them slaves because her husband had dead. He had died. Not have dead, but he had died. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get it right. He had died, and she didn't have any money to pay him. So they were coming to get her two sons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid has not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. In other words, she was saying, all I got is this little bottle of oil. I don't know how much oil she had. She said, just a pot. So I'm just going to assume that she had a small bottle. Glory of God. She might have had more, but let's just go with it. Hey, let's flow with it. Hallelujah. She said a pot, so we just go with the pot. Hallelujah. We're not going to add and take nothing away from his word. Hallelujah. And so that's all she had. She said, that's all I got. So in other words, if she had any furniture or anything in the house, it was all gone. Her husband had died, but Elijah hadn't yet come on the scene. So you can imagine she had done probably sold what she could sell, you know, and give away what she could give away to get a little money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To trying to keep her children and herself afloat. Amen, because she didn't have nobody, no provider. The husband was gone. And just think about it. She had done got rid of probably everything she had in the house. Glory to God. But she was trying to hold on, and then Elijah came on the scene, the mighty prophet of God. Good God Almighty. Don't you know, amen, even in your time of despair, hallelujah, he wasn't late. He was right on time. Even though she made it clean the house out and sold her stuff, glory to God. Now, understand, she, like I said, she didn't have no title loan she can go to. She couldn't go and take out a loan. Glory to God. And none of that like they do today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on up to 3 here. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He was telling it, go get some empty vessels. All she had was a pot of oil. Now remember, all she had. Hallelujah. So he told her to go and borrow some from a neighbor. Go get some jars and get some pans and go and get some bottles and go get whatever they got empty. That's what I would have did. I'd have took the wheelbarrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, back then they were wearing some kind of apron. Amen. Somewhat. I'd have took the apron and filled it up with some bottles. Glory to God. I'd have went over there and I'd have got the trough. The sheep was drinking his water. I'd hook. Glory to God. I'd have went over there and got the trough. The cows were drinking them. Glory. I'd have got everything I could have found that will hold some oil. Glory to God. So when God tells you to do something, when he sends his word through a prophet, you know, sometimes people got where they question it now. But understand, miracles do happen because we're finna see a miracle here. Amen. And how he blessed a real good. Glory to God. So he told her to go and borrow all they can get. So guess what she did? And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So he was telling her, you know, whenever they come back with all them bottles and all them pans and all everything that they borrowed from the neighbors and everything that they could have found, glory to God, your sons come back in, you shut the door, glory to God. You know, sometimes you got to shut out them negative spirits. Listen, don't tell everybody what you're doing. You want your oil to keep flowing. You want God to continue to flow and pour it out on you, glory to God. So don't let nobody talk against what you're doing. Let me help you out here. Amen, glory to God. You know, sometimes people get in a place to where, you know, if they say, well, you know what, I do give to that ministry over there. Well, you know what they'll begin to do, talk negative. Don't let them know what you're doing. You want to be blessed. You continue, amen, to flow and continue to be blessed by giving. Don't worry about telling them what you do. If they don't want to give, then guess what? That's their business. Glory to God. But you know how it has helped you. Then that's what you go on, glory to God. Because, you know, this old saying, yeah, every tub got to sit on its own bottom. So guess what? If they don't think it's blessing them, then let them keep that over there then. And if you know that it's blessing you, then I want to make sure that you continue to be blessed because you continue to sow and continue to sow the seeds that God is telling you. And whatever, if he's leading you to do more in this season, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's see what else he said here in this word of God. Glory to God. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now look, think about this right here. She shut the door on her and her son. You know, Elijah could have went Amen. And he could have poured it all in there for her. But you know, she was a believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because in other words, if she didn't believe, she wouldn't have never told her sons, y'all go get all them pots and all that y'all can find and bring it back. We obey the man and woman of God. Obey. Glory to God, hallelujah, the prophet, hallelujah. I know sometimes things may sound strange, but let me tell you, God takes the foolish things to confound the wise, baby. Hallelujah to that. Glory to God. So guess what? He went on and she went in and she shut the door on her and her sons. And then she continued. Let's see what she did. And she poured it out. So she kept pouring and pouring and pouring. Let's see what happened after she obeyed the man of God. And let's see what happened. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Oh, glory to God. Understand. Hallelujah. See, she shut the door on all that doubt and all that unbelief. See, you got to shut the door on all that doubt and unbelief. When you're sowing your seeds and you know a ministry is helping you, then you know how you done got blessed. Glory to God. Don't worry about what they say on the side. Don't worry about candy cane and lollipop meal. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about donut. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know that the ministry has been a blessing and you've been sowing. Hallelujah. And you've been sowing. You've been pouring into it. And you've been pouring. And you've been pouring. And God has been blessing you everywhere you turn. Hallelujah. Don't worry about them. Glory to God. You know it's been a blessing to you. You continue to do what you do. Don't worry about them over there on the sidelines. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because sometimes, you know, people will get jealous. And the thing is, just don't tell them. I just learned, just don't tell them. You can't tell people everything. And you know what? They will try to get it out you, but let me tell you, just don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, when she kept pouring, and then it said it all stayed. In other words, even the thing that she, when she was pouring the oil out, guess what? Her pot filled back up, and it was still right there. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you pour out and you pour out and you give and you give and you give, and guess what? God will multiply that you got in your purse. He will multiply that you got in your wallet. Men, hallelujah, glory to God. Understand, he will multiply just that you got in your wallet. You'll be like, okay, where this come from? Where this money come from? I know I didn't have this kind of money. I didn't have this much. Where this come from? He will do it because he's a miracle-working God. Even the pot that she was pouring it out of, she had it filled back up. She still had more. Let's move on right here. Verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thou debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. You know, they had a lot. They had to have a lot because he said, go ahead and pay what you. You see, he's still a miracle-working God. The thing is, do you believe? Because she believed because she acted on it. First, she had to hear him say it. So when he told her, glory to God, she didn't say, well, you know what? Like others said, well, you know what? Hold up. Do what? You think I'm going to go and do that? Oh, glory to God. No, she didn't. Hallelujah. She knows she needed a miracle because she didn't have no money, and she didn't want her children enslaved. Glory to God. So what she did, first she heard the word. Hallelujah. She then, guess what? She had to believe the word. Oh, my God. Then she had faith enough to receive it. Glory to God. And then next she went and acted on it. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you go and act on the word that the apostle and the pastor and the teacher, amen, and the prophets, amen, and the evangelists, amen, and the ministers tell you? Do you go and act on that word? Glory to God. If it ain't nothing to hurt you, then you can act on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, faith is it takes action. You know, it's just like anybody wanting a job. Glory to God. And they've said it several times. You can't just sit up there every day. You're going to lay around in your pajamas. Well, I ain't got no job. I've been looking for a job. And no, you ain't been looking for nothing. You have to be consistent. Glory to God. That means every day. I know now that, you know, they have it all on computer, but you have to look on that computer every day because there's something, amen, that God's going to bring out, amen, in the open, everything out in the open, okay? Come on now, glory to God. He's going to bring it out in the open so you can see it and you can apply for it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, you got to do this. You see what she did, and look what it brought her. Hallelujah. It gave her some relief. She went on right on and did what the man of God said. Amen. She didn't hesitate. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. Hallelujah. And it fell on a day that Elijah passed to the Shunan, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in tether to eat bread. You know, Elijah just went around, and, you know, God was working miracles through him. We're going to read another miracle that he also did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just think about it. God still performs miracles. Glory to God. The miracles are still being performed. You can't say you don't see them. When you have a near miss with somebody, you know, out on the highways, and they're driving like they just done lost it, glory to God, and you have near miss, you know, that's him. That's his angels. He's got them on assignment. Amen. Glory to God. And protecting you. Hallelujah. My God. You know, sometimes you say, oh, my God, Lord, have mercy. Jesus, what are they thinking? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's him protecting you. You glory to God. But you know, so many times now, people don't really believe. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Whenever things happen to them, they be like, oh, man, let me tell you what happened. This happened, that happened. Glory to God. And you know what? Hey, they don't say, well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this going, you know, the way it went. Thank you, Lord. They don't even give him the glory and give him credit that he did it. Glory to God. I said, you need to say thank you, Jesus, because that's who did it. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times if you see a game and people are jumping up and down, oh, he's a good football player. He's a good basketball player. But what about giving God his glory? What about giving it to him for protecting you and watching over you as you go out on that highway and things begin to happen and you go in a store, hallelujah, and they give you something half price. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, oh, my, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got to thank him, glory to God, and give him his glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just tell you a short testimony right here. My God, hallelujah. You know what happened? I went in the store, and I had some pictures ran off, glory, and they couldn't find the pictures. Glory to God. They could not find them. Glory to God. I'm like, okay. I said, well, look and see if they had another name. Glory to God. So she looked. She couldn't find the pictures. And when she finally found the pictures were laying right down there. They weren't in no envelope. Wasn't in nothing, and nothing. Glory to God. Not nothing. Hallelujah. So she said, here. You know what? She said, since they didn't put them in there, they didn't write no invoice. They didn't write up no nothing. She said, here, I'm just going to give you the picture. Glory to God. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. See, you got to know that you know that you know that it's him. It's through him miracles happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll make them happen for you, but you got to recognize them when they happen. Glory to God. When you go in a store and somebody, you know, standing in line up there with you is, well, here, you know what, do you have a coupon for that? And they'll say, no. You know, you say, no, I don't. And guess what? They'll give you, well, here, you can take mine. Take this one, because I got this one already, so here, you can take this one. Know that that's God putting them in place so you can get it at a discount price. Stop being so prideful, people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better recognize who's doing these things for you. Glory to God. Let's move on to 9. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God which passes by us continually. You know, you're going to know, hallelujah, you know those people. Glory to God. You know those as Christians that's living right. You know those that ain't. You'll know. Amen. And she was. So she knew that this man was a man of God. She told her husband. She said, I know this man is a man of God. You know, he kept passing by them continually. Let's move on to 10. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in tether. See, she was saying when he come near, you know, he can have a place to lay his head. Glory to God. So she made him, you know, with her husband's consent. She asked him. Didn't you hear it right here? Glory to God. Listen out, women married. Listen. Hallelujah. She didn't say, hallelujah, I'm going to make this bed for him here in our house. No, she asked her husband permission. Hallelujah. She said, let us You know, she was asking him, can we make a bed here for the man of God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, she did it with his permission. Hallelujah. Those of you who are married, yes, listen up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That don't make you weak. Hallelujah. That just make you operate in the way you should be operating within the word of God. Let me help you out. Let's move on. On 11. And it fell on a day that he came to her, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. In other words, when he came back, he had a place to rest. Glory to God, because she had made this up for him. And understand, huh? Hallelujah. She didn't really know him. She just knew, you know, that he was a man of God. But she did that for him. Glory to God. When you give unto God's women, men and women of God, don't you know you'll be blessed uncontrollably? Hallelujah. You will be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people don't feel like, amen, if it ain't them, hallelujah, then I ain't giving to that man or woman of God. I ain't giving to them. All they do is take our money. Listen up. Let me help you out. And I'm going to go real slow with this, and I want you all to catch it. When you give your tithes and your offering, hallelujah, understand, it's out of your hands. So guess what? It's in their hands. So don't worry about what they're doing with it. Don't worry about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't worry. Hallelujah. If you're going to worry, then get what you need to do. Keep it. Hallelujah. You know, you can't be blessed like that. Then you're going to give offering and you're going to give seeds, and then you're going to wonder where they're going and what they're doing with them. Ah, glory to God. That there's lights they have to keep on in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's cleaning supply that they have to buy. There's a long list of stuff that go on. And understand, just because we online, that don't matter. There's still a long list of things, hallelujah, that has to happen. Glory to God. This phone ain't free. Hallelujah. You got to have a computer in order to bring you in. Hallelujah. To get you, amen, so we can click you in to pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to have Wi-Fi. Hallelujah. You can't do it without Wi-Fi. Okay, so come on, so stop it. Hallelujah. You're getting too personal. So what you're doing is you're digging up your seeds. So you ain't going to get no harvest. Will he take it from a grouch? Yes, he will. But are you going to cut yourself short doing for your harvest? Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Now, did I say that slow enough for everybody can get it? We all right. Let's move on down the line here. Glory to God. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shulamite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Would it thou be spoken for the king or to the captain or to the host? And she answered, I dwell among mine own people. So he was asking her, what can I do for you? Because you have shown us so much care. What can I do for you? You know, that's what I'm talking about. You see how they care for the man of God and his man of God and the one that was traveling with him. Glory to God. What can I do for you? Ain't that something, you know, you people pray for you. You say, well, you know what? What can I do for you, Apostle? What can I do for you, Pastor? What can I do for you, amen, minister? What can I do for you, elder? What can I do for you, prophet? What can I do for you? But so many times, people be so busy, glory to God, listening at them devils over there. And, you know, we can hear them talking, glory to God. So let me help you out. Hallelujah. Be careful. Amen. Just don't put your mouth on. If you don't know nothing about it, then just don't put your mouth on. That's the best thing you could do right there. And if somebody tries, then, you know, just walk away from them. You don't have to listen to every little thing people say. Glory to God. You're thinking, well, you know, they my friends. Well, are you going to, if your friend's going to hell, I reckon you going too. Yes, I did say it. If your friend go to hell, you going to hell too with them? Glory to God. You want to be cut off? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they ain't getting there? Nah. Come on now. Let's get it real. We keeping it real today. I know y'all are enjoying this because I am really enjoying this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to 14. And he said, what then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily, she has no child, and her husband is old. So he was telling her husband was old, you know, and the pot's boiling, you know what I'm saying, hallelujah. So I don't think he can even really get a child, you know, or nothing such as. So he was saying her husband is old. Now, understand, he said he old. So y'all already know. Amen. Everything has gone north. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's move on. Let's move to 15. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. You know, she was saying, don't lie to me. Are you for real? You know, hallelujah. You know, by him being God, by her doing what she did, and she served them well. She showed much care for them and served them, made a place for them and gave them something to eat, you know. And then God was going to bless her real good. If that's what she wanted, she didn't have a child. She wanted a child to carry on, you know, her legacy, her husband's name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, the man of God was getting ready to, he prayed it upon her. Glory to God. Even though her husband was old, it didn't matter because, you know, God still works miracles. Glory to God. He still do miracles. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 17. And the woman conceived and bare a son at the season that Elijah had said unto her according to the time of life. Look right there. Hallelujah. Another miracle performed. Amen. Because God worked through Elijah. Yes, he did. And yes, he did. And yes, he did. So she did have a child. Yes, she did. Glory to God. So you see, we serve an awesome God. God still performs miracles. Glory to God. But we don't think that. You know, sometimes you get so sidetracked in looking at all the things that's going on. Glory to God. I know we've had multiple storms, you know, and multiple storms. And you know what? God has blessed, even though through the storm, hallelujah, glory to God, he's still blessed. I know some, you know, lost loved ones, you know, but guess what? God's still in control. I know it's hard, but, you know, if you want prayer, you know, I encourage you to come online and get prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many people say they're praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some got back, okay? Some stuff that they didn't lose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some they didn't lose. They got back much. Hallelujah. Because God's still blessing. Glory to God, and we continue to pray and lift them up. Hallelujah. Don't stop now, because see, they still need us. So don't stop praying now. Continue to pray. Don't always want to pray for your foe and your no more. If they're alive, they're well, and they're kicking. Glory to God. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Then pray for those somebody else who is in need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was just a little sidebar too. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get back on the word. Hallelujah. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. It was harvest time, so he went out, you know, to be with his dad, and his dad probably went out, you know, and his dad probably showed him how to, you know, how they were harvesting, because it was harvest time at that time. Glory to God. Let's move on to 19. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. In other words, he said to one of his servants, carry him to his mother, because he was saying, my head, my head. Glory to God. And his head was hurting. Let's move on. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine how she felt? Hallelujah. He sat on her knee and then he died. Glory to God. Let's see what happened. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. Hallelujah. You know, she believed him. So guess what? Hallelujah. That's why she laid him on that bed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you got to believe. You got to ask God to help you with your unbelief and your doubt. Because there's that, both of them can't work together. Glory to God. Faith and doubt can't work together. Glory to God. And that's sometimes we don't get what we're supposed to get, because we got two things trying to work on the inside. No, we, like Elder was saying yesterday, God is only moved by faith. Hallelujah. Not by your crying, your tears, and all that. Glory to God. You got to stand on that word until something happens. You got to stand on that word. Hallelujah. Till you feel the earth shake. Oh, good God Almighty. And then you know, hallelujah, glory to God. It's coming. Hallelujah. Because there's a shaking in the spirit that's coming. Glory to God. My God, my God. God's people been going through so much. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But you know what? There's a shaking in the spirit. Hallelujah. My God, my God, huh? He's shaking up some stuff. up. He's shaking up some things, hallelujah, glory to God. And he's going to pour it out, hallelujah. And he's not pouring it out to be selfish. He's pouring it out so you can get yourself stable and begin to give him even the more. Begin to give him more time. Begin to pray more. Begin to seek his face more. Begin to read the word of God more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. What do you think she was going? Hallelujah. You know, she wasn't going to let it go down like that. No. Hallelujah. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. You know, she didn't let no negative words come out of her mouth. She didn't say, now here, hold up, wait a minute. Now, Lord, you know, she just went up and laid him on the bed, stretched him out on the man of God bed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? That bed was anointed. Hallelujah. Because he had laid there, nobody been there but the man of God. And you can tell that anointing was all over that bed. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You got to faith. Hallelujah. You got to open up your mind to receive. Whenever the apostle, and, you know, I always say apostle, and pastors and the ministers, you know, and even a child will sometimes bring you a word. So you got to open up your mind to receive it and listen. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, well, you know, I ain't doing that. Well, you know, that's all right. You know, I'm not doing that, and I don't receive that. Well, if you don't receive it, just don't. Glory to God. But you got to open up your mind. Say, Lord, help me to understand. I always say, Lord, I didn't quite get it. Help me to understand what I'm reading. I, you know, and he'll tell you go to other different translations. So it'll break it down to you, and that's what you do. And he'll also tell you to look up words, hallelujah, in the Bible, and he'll give you words, hallelujah, for you to look up and know the meaning to them. Glory to God. If you searching and you seeking, you're going to find God. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on right here. Hallelujah. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is tether. I'm sorry, let's read it again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. She said, it don't matter. I don't care about the new moon or the Sabbath. It's going to be okay. Hallelujah. You know, they was thinking about, you know, you can't heal or something until the seventh. On the seventh is some kind of way. Hallelujah. They were saying, glory to God. It said, ain't the seventh. So guess what? She said, I don't care. All is well. Let's go. I don't care what it is. I ain't worried about no new moon. I ain't worried about no seven. She said, I'm going now. It'll be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. She said, listen. She said, don't stop. You keep moving until I tell you to stop. So you just keep right on going. Don't worry about me. You keep going. She said, keep on going. Don't stop. So he went and came unto a man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her. And say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child, with the child? And she answered, it is well. You know, understand, she could have said, no, my child dead. You told me that I was going to have a child. Now he's taken away from me? No, she said, it is well. Because she knew that that man of God was going to work. She knew that God was going to create a miracle for her. Glory to God. Because he didn't give him to her to take him away like that. She knew that this was a mighty man of God. She knew that this man was anointed. Hallelujah. Because she'd been seeing him pass by different times and seeing different miracles that he had performed. And, amen. And she had heard about it. Don't you know, word travels. Hallelujah. So she knew. Hallelujah, that what was going to happen. So she didn't go and say, well, you know what, Lord, you gave him to me, now you done took him away. She didn't complain. She said, all is well, all is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me and hath not told me. you know what he was saying? Amen. Understand. You know, prophets, we prophesy in part. Glory to God. You know, but whenever God is releasing his word, then you need to listen and you need to act on it. If there's no sin in it, you can do it. What may sound strange to you, it's not strange to him, because he wouldn't have never told you to do it. Glory to God. Understand, he said he hid it from me. Let's move on to 28. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Stop playing with, that's what she's saying. Do not deceive me. Stop playing with me. Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins and take my staff in thine hand and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. And if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. You know what he was saying? He was going to prepare what was, because he knew that he was going to have to go. But he sent him first to let him know, you know, lay the staff on him, you know, because that staff was anointed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Because everything that he touched, it was anointed. So he was anointed man of God. So he sent the staff for him to lay the, to told him to go. Don't say nothing to nobody. It's best. When you want a miracle, understand. Hallelujah. Listen. Only tell the person that you're asking to pray for you, and you need a miracle, you know it. Don't go and spread it. You know, sometimes people go and say, well, you know what, this one over here sick, that one over there sick, that one over there sick, that one over there sick. Before you know it, amen, you done got all released, all them devils and all them demons, and now they just dancing around you. Oh, good God Almighty, saying, yes, she already done said she's sick, so amen, let's just lay here for a minute. You tell somebody that you know, amen, that can get a prayer through. I understand they may not be in a situation where you can tell for people, and some people have to tell, you know, other people, you know, so they can come and pray for them. I understand that too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then if you're well, you know, and then you go to the doctor and he gives you a bad report, then go and tell somebody right then that you know can get a prayer through. So don't tell that person, because that person can't even pray. Hallelujah. And they don't know how. Hallelujah. And they ain't living right. Glory to God. And yet before you know it, they done killed you. Glory to God. I done seen it happen too many times. Hallelujah. Tell someone that you know can get a prayer through. They can get you a breakthrough from God. Glory to God. Because he can perform many, many miracles. He's still in the miracle working business. He ain't stopped. Hallelujah. I don't know why we think that he's not working miracles. He is working miracles. Like I said, even the near miss that you have had, glory to God, hallelujah. If you had a near miss, glory to God, and you have not gotten hurt, if you was in storm and you not have not gotten hurt, then he worked a miracle around you. The angels came and he told them to camp around you, to guard you from all the falling debris and from all the things that were flying in the air, the things that were going on. And glory to God, he's still in the miracle-working business. Let's move on here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thou soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore, he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. And Elijah came. Elijah was come unto the house. Behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in, therefore, and shut the door upon them twain, and prayed unto the Lord. You see, you got to shut some of them people out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you need a miracle from God, just shut them out. You know who can get a miracle for you. You can pray and ask the Lord who can get a prayer through. Hallelujah. Let me help you out. Everybody can't get a prayer through. They say, yeah, I'm praying for you. Be careful who you ask to pray for you. Glory to God. Because some won't pray the right thing for you. I'm going to tell you. And if you need a financial blessing, they ain't going to do that. They can pray, but they can't get a prayer through. Because some not living right. Some ain't living righteous. I tell you this because I have experienced these things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I had this problem one time with my ears. Glory to God. And so this girl said, you want me to pray for you? I said, yeah. I said, yeah. Because I'm thinking, okay, she good. She'll pray for me. Glory to God. That woman put her hand on my ears and prayed for me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I got sicker. Glory to God. I said, what the world? I wasn't that sick when she prayed. Then the Lord let me know what happened. And ever since then, glory to God, you ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. Because blessings and curses can't come out the same mouth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can't let everybody, but there are some that you can let pray for you. Glory to God. And you know they can get a breakthrough for you. Let's read. Hallelujah. If we don't finish this, glory to God, I will finish it on next Sunday. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon their hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, because you know he was praying and calling on the name of Jesus, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Glory to God. And then he called his mom. Don't you know, amen, that was a happy soul. But you know what? He went, just think about it. He laid and he stretched over the child. Hallelujah. So he said, flesh to my flesh. Oh, my God. Bones to my bones. Oh, good God Almighty. And he was praying, Lord, I know you're a miracle working God. I know you didn't bring this child in this world or take him out like this. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So when he laid on top of the child and his eyes was his eyes and the child was seeing through his eyes, and glory to God. Can you imagine the warmth that's coming from his body to his cold body to heat up his body, because his body was anointed. So that anointing, hallelujah, will raise the dead. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because he was God's mouthpiece and he was God's prophet. So he laid, when he laid on top of him and stretched on top of him, hallelujah, his head to his head, cheek to cheek, hallelujah, bone to bone, oh, good God Almighty, and flesh to flesh he laid on top of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the child became warm. So after he became warm, good God Almighty, Elijah got up. Hallelujah. And then he started to walk around the room and he said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you ain't brought us this far to leave us, because I know you are a miracle working God, and I know you can raise the dead. You can make the lame walk. Good God Almighty. You can make blinded eyes come open, oh God. You can make those that can't hear. You could open up their ear gates and call them to hear, Lord God. Oh, don't you know when he walked around the room and he went back and laid on top of him again? Good God Almighty. Oh, my God, my God. And that blood started rushing warm through his veins. And the child sneezed. Oh, my God. And guess what? He got up. Oh, good God Almighty. He got up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Now, that's a miracle working God. God can work them same miracles for you. You got to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. God owns everything. Finances, he can give you that. Hallelujah. But understand, there's conditions that come with all this. You have to sow. He said, give and it shall be given. You have to sow. You have to give. Glory to God. You can't be stingy. You can't be a stingy saint and not give him. He allows you to get up in the morning and get dressed and go to your job. Hallelujah. There are some that wish they could do what some of us do, and they can't do it. But he still bless them. Hallelujah. He's still blessing them. And they even pay their tithes in their office, even out of what they get. Hallelujah. Disabilities and different things. But yet you go to work every day. Hallelujah. And then you can't pay yours? Come on now. Glory to God. There's something wrong with that picture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. You got to. Hallelujah. You got to. You can't just go shopping all the time. You can't. Sometimes, yes. And he will make a way for you to get what you need. Hallelujah. Because he said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And understand, he owns everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God. For God is everywhere that we need him to be, and he's in all things that we need him to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ, glory to God. You know, we serve an awesome and a miracle-working God. So here's what I want you to do. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to say, Father, I am a sinner, hallelujah. Just between you and him, make it personal. Say, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. So I invite you into my life. Make me, Lord, mold me. I repent of everything that I've done. Lord, I give my life to you. Make me, Lord God, creating me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. If you said all that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed born believer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to a Bible-believing church. Inbox me on Facebook. I have two pages, Martha Williams and Prophetess Martha Williams. And let me know that you said the sinner's prayer. Amen. Glory to God. And you're now giving your life to Christ. Go to a Bible-believing church where the word is being taught and the word is being lived. Glory to God. I want to encourage you. Amen. Don't forget to hear Ministry Lane coming up next. You got a 30-minute break. Glory to God. And she'll be coming up next with the Word of God, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. I encourage you to go over and listen to the Word that God has in her heart on today. I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction so you can go and get you some water and get ready for the next hour of power. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.